Welcome back to Sports Day. Thanks to Mate, Australia's most satisfied NBN customers. Internet from just $59, and it is a sellout. The Super Netball Grand Final is going to be held right here in Perth, and our West Coast Fever have already earned the right to be in it. And Dan Ryan, their coach, joins us here on Sports Day. Dan, welcome, mate. How are you feeling?
Yeah, very good, guys. It's been a great couple of days, kind of soaking in the moment and sharing the moment together as a team, and obviously got stuck straight back into training yesterday morning and sharpened the focus for what's to come, and the girls trained the house down. So good vibes in the group, but, you know, really pleased that we now have the opportunity to play in a grand final.
That win over the Vixens, they've had, if not your measure, been a real trouble for you this season. Talk us through what you thought were the great elements of that victory.
Yeah, well, I thought we entered the game with a real quiet confidence leading up to it, knowing that we'd lost both times to them throughout the home and away season, but also lost in the pre-season cup grand final to them as well. And in all games that we played against them, we knew that we were nowhere near our best, except we were still really competitive. So we took a lot of confidence into the game, knowing that we're in a great position to strike, and made some subtle adjustments to our game plan and really fine-tuned a couple of key areas. And the quality of execution from the girls out on court was the best it's been all season. And our start was critically important. We knew that was going to be a real important factor in the game. And the fact we jumped out of the blocks 19-10 in the first 15 minutes was significant. And at the end of the day, we won by 9. So hugely important start and a great result.
And so what do you do as a group? Obviously train. Do you have a couple of days break, or do you act as if you ordinarily would be playing a match this weekend to keep that continuity?
Yeah, we gave the girls an extended break at the start of this week. So normally we would have come together on Monday and had our review session, but we put that back to Tuesday morning just to give each other, I guess, an extra 24 hours to refresh and recharge, but also still stay in that moment of enjoying the achievement of getting into the grand final. And we came back together yesterday morning for the first time and reviewed the Vixens game, and then jumped out on court for our first training session with a clear focus on what's next. So the girls trained exceptionally well. They were sharp, they were focused, and the work rate and intensity really high. And the reality is it's business as usual. So we try and make sure that the program is as what it has been over the past couple of weeks. And we'll have a practice match on Saturday to ensure we have that continuity of match play, and just try and shorten the training sessions this week slightly so we can kind of maximise some recovery time. But most importantly, it's business as usual, and we stick to the routines that have got us to this point in the season.
What about personnel? Is everyone available? Because there's nothing better than competition for spots going into a grand final.
Everyone's available and everyone is fighting fit, and everybody is really embracing the role they have to play for the team to get the job done. So it's been a really indifferent season for us in terms of the amount of personnel changes we've had to have throughout the year. And it's actually built a really, really deep squad and a really connected group, because we've had to rely on certain players at certain times to come in and out and do a job for us. And it's really galvanized the group. So to have the full contracted 10 fit and available at the pointy end of the season is really exciting. And you know, even just someone like Jess Ansis, who spent the majority of the season sidelined with a foot injury, her performance on the weekend against Liz Watson, arguably the best wing attack in the world, the Diamonds captain, was just exceptional. So we know the power we have when we have everyone fit and firing. So hopefully we can wrap everyone in cotton wool over the next 2 weeks.
Do you sit down as a group and watch the Vixens and the Giants on Saturday at 5 o'clock our time?
Yeah, we absolutely do. So we'll have a practice match beforehand and then have a bit of a barbecue and watch the game together and spend some time together as a team watching our two potential rivals, and hope that the game goes into double extra time and they've had to work pretty hard for it. But, you know, we'll be pretty interested spectators to see how that game plays out. It should be a beauty, and obviously whoever gets the job done certainly deserving of their spot in the final.
And we know you've mentioned already that the grand final, irrespective of whether the Fever were playing in it, it's going to be a sellout. Even more so now, tickets are going to be like hen's teeth. So this is going to be a great occasion for Super Netball. Hopefully it's also a great occasion for WA Netball.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, from our perspective, it's critically important that we enjoy the build-up, we enjoy the day, we enjoy the experience. And certainly embrace the opportunity to play in a packed RAC arena on grand final day. It's an absolute privilege and we want to make sure that we make the most of it. But I just think regardless of results and outcomes, it's going to be an unbelievable showpiece for our sport, and encourage everybody, you know, as you said, tickets are rare, but if there's any tickets out there floating, make sure you grab them because it's the place you want to be on the 3rd of July, that's for sure.
Dan, thank you very much for having a yak to us, mate, and hopefully we'll have a chat to you before that grand final. Thank you very much. Take care.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Dan Ryan, our West Coast Fever coach, the girls into the grand final, and that all thanks to Mate Internet and Mobile, Australia's most satisfied NBN customers. Internet from $59. And Perth's Festival of Football icon is coming to Optus Stadium July 22 and 23. Friday the 22nd of July, Crystal Palace play Leeds United, and on Saturday the 23rd of July, Manchester United take on Aston Villa. Tickets are available right now through Ticketmaster, but to win your way into a premium open box for you and a friend, including catering, enter now at iCanWin.com.au. Mark Allen will join us next. We will update you in the wonderful world of golf here on Sports Day.